Welcome to Security Guy Radio at ASIS 2016. What's your name, sir?
I am Clint Choate with Optex.
And what does Optex do?
We are a sensor manufacturer primarily focused in outdoor detection, outdoor security.
Sensor manufacturer, so are you agnostic? Do your sensors work on different systems?
That is correct. We tend to play well in our business, so you can put our devices on any control panel, any VMS, any access control, anything that's even PC-based, even SCADA systems, you can use our devices.
And what type of devices are they?
Everything from Optex in general is the company that invented the outdoor motion detector for automatic doors.
Really?
So
wow.
Prior to 1980, if you walked up to a grocery store or an airport,
yeah,
you had to step on a rubber mat and for the door to open.
Those work very well, and they keep working forever.
The problem is they wear out, and too many carts and things break. So our founder of the company created an infrared detector that was able to detect a presence and keep the door open and open up. And,
wow, a great history. How far back does that go?
In the 70s.
Wow, that's fabulous.
To do. So our division primarily focuses on electronic detection for outdoor, indoor detection. So we are a fundamental motion detection company, but that comprises of either passive infrared, active infrared, laser, photoelectric detectors, etc.
Now, are you manufacturing for the ABC company that makes that motion light in my backyard? And are your components inside their product? Or do you have your own standalone products?
Sometimes. We do a little bit of OEM work. We've got some premier partners such as Honeywell and some other
folks. Oh, Honeywell, yeah, that's big.
But we do have a whole line of standalone products that people know us and our branding for in the actual business. So.
Now, is it commercial grade only, or am I going to find you in the consumer market somewhere?
We're both, for sure. We have the full line. We've got everything from an inexpensive $12 motion detector that's in residential use all the way up to a Class 1 laser scan detector that is used in government high security applications.
What are you finding? What are some of the trends in the market you're looking at now as far as security goes? I mean, well, Internet of Things. Are we worried that one of your devices is going to get on the Internet now, and with the Internet of Things, they're going to have access through my refrigerator, and I got a problem?
Not necessarily. Most of our devices provide detection, and so it's connected to something else.
Okay.
So that's truthfully.
You don't have an IP address for your device, probably.
We do on some local area networks on our laser detector, but typically not a wide area network, which confines it to a secure space for what we do. Most of our devices primarily are tied into smart home systems or even automation systems, but that hub is what does the control and the communication.
What do you think is the next thing in security that you're worried about?
What's really kind of funny, I think, is that we've almost done a renewal of old business that we really started in the early 80s, which was outdoor detection for residential, commercial environments. We've seen, especially in our European markets, we've had our outdoor motion detector sensors sell in a multitude of 10 factor more than what we sell in the U.S.
Really?
We think it's because of the advent of video. A lot of folks use cameras to provide what they think is detection, what they think is security, when really it's just providing a observation or a look-in.
Well, I agree with you on that. I know my laptop is stolen. I don't need a film to show me that. It doesn't prevent anything necessarily. It's more of a peace of mind thing.
You're right.
You know, unless you're sitting there monitoring it, which nobody does, right?
Right. So. Oftentimes we'll have people or customers want security, cameras are sold, they'll come back in, something will happen. Yep, there he is. Sure enough, yep, he took it.
Yeah. Camera didn't stop him from doing it.
That's
either.
Right. Exactly right. So really what we, instead of being opposed to each other in the market, really the two working together really is the secret. And we make a whole line of sensors that can be short range for a patio or side of a house or a backyard of a business or rooftops that will provide the actual detection and then use that in conjunction with video or analytics to really drive home the response and the actual idea.
So I wonder what Europeans are worried about. That they any data on that?
It's really the thought is perimeter doesn't mean doors and windows. Perimeter really means the edge of your yard, the edge of the space.
So they're moving out. They're thinking differently. They're thinking bigger. Okay, interesting.
And even consumer studies show us that most consumers, when they buy security, they're worried about, is someone in my backyard, is someone on the side of my house, is someone waiting for my wife when she comes out of the garage. So they're looking for detection there. If you're waiting to detect as they come inside, it's almost too late. So Our thought is to actually catch that while they're on the property, give the notification, whether it be a warning or a device, trip the camera, provide an advent for something to occur. That's really where the strength of, that's what security is.
Yeah. Well, it's time. If you have a time barrier that allows you even 10 seconds to say, wait a minute, that guy's got a gun and I got 10 seconds to move, I can be safe in 10 seconds.
Of course.
In crime and violence, 10 seconds is a lifetime. you know.
Absolutely.
It's very interesting.
We see a lot of times that even some larger companies will advertise the power of a yard sign for a security system. They'll say protected by, and that yard sign is their sense of protection.
Right.
And really our philosophy is, let's give you real protection outside. Let's not depend on a sign. Yes, that's a deterrent, but how much better if somebody comes into your driveway or steps into your yard or is around the side of your house? That's when you want the notification.
Yeah.
That's when you want to know what's something going
Talk
on.
Talk to me about the mobile aspect of that, because you know what? I travel a lot. I'd love my phone to go off and say, somebody's at your front door. They have that remote doorbell now.
Right.
That I'm not allowed to buy yet, but
sure.
I'm going to buy one anyway.
We make something like that.
Oh, do we? I'm going to come and see it because I think it's a great idea. So I'm not home. You ring the doorbell and it comes up my phone and the guy doesn't know I'm not there.
Right.
Are we finding people are moving more to their phone as their safety device?
For sure. Some of the things that we run into and see are the trouble, like anybody else. If using my mother's generation, she's in her late 60s. If her internet router or Wi-Fi router goes down, that's a 3-day process before you get that back up.
Right.
So there's still an old school, if you want to use the term, of a connectivity reliability issue that people want to use. And to me, the phone is still, while it's valuable and people look into it, if something goes down, you've really lost the real security. So we still need a fundamental aspect of the real detection and the real response. And then the phone is the bonus to it and the use of it.
That's a good way to look at it. I mean, I'm looking more and more to the phone as the robust network, because AT&T, hello, they can't fix my connection at home all the time. I'm always constantly having somebody out there saying, well, you know, we're not sure what it is and blah, blah, blah. But that's just a point to look at. You are right. I think we believe that hardwired, screwed to your house thing is the place you need to be for the robust network. And the phone is like not a toy, but it's kind of a supplemental.
And there's a middle ground there. We make a series of wireless battery operated devices that are encrypted networks, 900 megahertz, that you can put out on your fence post or in your yard to give you that detection. And those devices could have a cell card, and those devices could use the mobile network, which
right.
tend to be a little bit more stability. So we've got some future direction with products that are standalone that way that will bypass that old school, screw to your house, run a wire. That's not what I mean by old school. Old school is the ability to give you detection with real sensors, not using a two-dimensional image of a camera.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And
right.
making
right.
that your detector. Because
right.
camera, you put a bird in front of a camera, a spider web in front of a camera, you've lost your whole outdoor detection method.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
So let's use a sensor for the ecosystem and let the camera either communicate it or video verify it or put the two together.
What are you guys working on for future, the next big thing in your company? What do you want to share with us?
I think I kind of alluded to that with the cell card built into some
devices.
Yeah,
it sounded like you were alluding to that.
Where we have, whether it be residential, commercial, that you can deploy a sensor that's battery operated, that has a cell unit in it, it becomes the standalone system, and then tie that into the IoT side where maybe the IFT has been, we've had a lot of take with the if then this that network where devices, if it gives you this detection, then I want a light to come on or my car BMW horn to honk because it's connected,
right.
or my Facebook give me a tag to my friends that someone's in my yard. Be able to open it up from that if then that sort of connection.
Back in the day, I did work with homeowners associations out in California, and you would have 1,000 houses split over 2 or 3 square miles, and each guardhouse was a mile apart.
Right,
and you couldn't connect them very easily with wires.
Right,
right. It was very difficult, and we
costly.
The cost was prohibitive. That
right.
was really the issue. Not going to dig a trench for a mile for a camera wire, right? So I'm glad to hear that there are things like these, you know, the cell cards and the batteries. Are we getting away from integrators? Are we starting to say that this is so easy that I can plug a commercial-grade security system in my house myself, whereas before, 10 years ago, that would have cost you a lot of money?
So our function of our business, integrators are our lifeblood. And so we believe that does have a value for what we do, but we do also see that pressure of, I can do this myself. I can get a Wemo switch. I can turn on the network and do all these things. My mother's not going to do that.
But you young whippersnappers know how to do it.
I'm in my mid-40s, but you know, so I'm right on the edge.
Right.
on the edge of that.
Yeah.
But the integrator place really is, in our opinion, the last place to look for margin and look for good business opportunity is to do the outdoor detection. That's a place where integrators in the past, a homeowner may or may not have that experience or skill set, but an integrator can tie that all together.
Well, they know how to do it, for
That's
sure.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Name one more time.
Optex, Clint Choate.
And Optex.com?
OptexAmerica.com.
Oh, Optex America. Well, I like that better.
That's right.
Sounds even better.
We're a global company, so we've got places everywhere.
Clint, thanks for coming on. A fascinating discussion. I'm always proud to talk about American companies, especially one that's been around that long.
Great.
Excellent.
Thank you
for coming
so
on the show.